And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod, Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Marcus Medek and Captain Adam Williams from the New Loan. Hey, got a great show talking some fishing with some of the fishiest guys in the business, so you stay tuned to Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pretty good show today. We got the top bluefin team of 2018 in here today.
Oh, top bluefin team. Good morning, Captain Marcus Medek and Adam Williams.
What's up, boys?
Great to have you guys.
Hey, morning.
Great
morning.
To have you. Yeah, indeed. So New Loan, top bluefin team of 2018. Is that right, Adam?
That's right.
Yeah?
I think we had a little over 1,600 fish.
1,600 bluefin tuna.
Yep.
with a 2 fish per person limit. Think about that.
Yeah, like, that's a lot of fish.
That's wild. And think about the number of those that were 100 pounds and bigger. Like, that was an unreal season, year, couple years, whatever you want to call it. It's been crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's been amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. It's awesome.
Did you guys keep track of how many over 100, over 200 that you had on the boat, or no?
No, we lost track.
A lot,
I was just going to say, and that in itself is cool, because in a normal year, you'd be, oh, my God, we had 5 over 2. But, like, you get to a certain point, it's like, there's no keeping track. Like, how many are in that hold, you know? Who knows? Like, that's wild.
A lot.
It was full.
That's cool.
Yeah. And before we went on the air, Adam, you were saying that November, October were the best 2 months of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah, fishing super clean water, 66, and, yeah, lots of that bigger grade fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So what's the key? What's the hot method?
You know, we were doing a lot of kiting, fishing with our kite and fishing with a frozen flying fish, actually, a lot of the times. So, yeah, that was definitely key, especially during the day. We had a lot more daytime opportunities using those kind of methods this year, for sure.
And nice, because you can fish a little heavier tack, at least have a chance.
Definitely.
There were so many stories this year of, well, I hooked a giant one, and I pulled on it for an hour and a half, and it went away. And trying to kill one of those big ones on gear that's not appropriate is pretty tough. So
yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to say, there were, depending on the time of year, there were a lot of hot techniques. And it kind of went through different phases where different things were working. And it was pretty cool this year. We had a lot of different tactics that we were using, and depending on the time of year, that's what we were doing. Like you said, on those big ones, late, almost all of it was on a kite. We had one stretch in, I think it was late August, early September, where almost everything we caught was at night, which was different.
At night, yeah, for sure.
At
different.
Night, starting, like, you'd catch nothing, literally nothing in the daytime, and make your entire catch from sunset till dawn, maybe, you know, and fishing all night. And so that was very different.
You really had to be creative with your methodology this year.
Absolutely, you know, and it just, you know, there were times when only one thing worked, but it went, we had times where straight fly line was a hot ticket, times you had to be fishing down deep, jigs,
sure,
whatever.
Cool.
Had to be adaptable.
Yeah. Fun to see how this whole evolution, I mean, it's just crazy to think about how the different ways we've caught this, whatever you want to call it, body of fish has been here for the last 3 or 4 years, from poppers and jigs and surface irons and flat falls and rubber flying fish and live flyers. And so, I mean, there's the number of ways that were the in vogue way to catch them over the last 3 years has been pretty crazy.
How many yummy flyers did you guys rig at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
A whole bunch.
A whole bunch.
A whole numbers. Bunch.
Yeah. A lot of them. Because that was the hot deal even beginning of this season, right?
Yeah, at times. They worked great. You know, it's
and
not
kind of phased out.
It just, you know, there's times when they are absolutely the thing you've got to have, and there's times when you can't buy a fish on them. It's kind of like any other technique.
Sure. And then previous years, poppers were like the hot deal. And how many poppers did you guys sell, like, in, what was that, 2017, 2016?
Even more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, but it was a whole bunch.
This year, not a lot of popper fish, right?
I don't think so. No, it was more lots of long drifts. And
caught one on a popper.
No, not this year.
Long drifts.
Lots of long drifts, especially later in the season. You know, we're just kind of taking advantage of the opportunity, time of day. Like Marcus was saying, sometimes nighttime, sometimes daytime. You just kind of never knew.
So were the fish, when you were drifting during the day and the stuff was biting at night, were the fish always under you? Were they there? Could you see them, or you just didn't even see them?
Most of the time. Most of the time, you can see them on the machines. Sometimes you can see them visually, but lots of times the kite stuff's very visual, really fun.
You
can see 200-pounder coming up and eat your kite bait. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. How many kites can you fish off of the New Loanne at one time?
Pretty much just one.
Yeah.
Effectively.
And maybe a balloon or something on the side.
Yeah, a couple, you know, a balloon and a kite. Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, it just gets too confusing, right?
Yeah, or you could fish two people on one kite.
Yeah. And are you fishing the kites drifting?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Crazy to see, though, that kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know, technique or whatever you want to call it, but, I mean, something that, you know, you would normally see at the Hurricane Bank on a 16-day. Like, you don't, you know, it's just very cool to jump on a day-and-a-half trip and seeing guys like, you know, rigging live flyers and fishing kites and fishing 50 wides and catching 200 pounders. I mean, you know, it's something that all of us got to for sure take a step back from and think about. Like, this is just something that doesn't, that just doesn't happen. And we're almost getting complacent because it's been 3 years now. But, I mean, it really is. It's like taking one day out of the middle of a 16-day at San Clemente Island, you know, kites and gear and big giant ones and 200-pounders in the dark and, you know, all my kite rotations up and they put a flying fish out. It's pretty rad what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. First time I fished with Marcus Medak was on the Royal Star.
doing the same thing.
And that's kind of where you got all your training, right?
Yeah,
back in the long-range
sure.
fleet, right?
That was a while ago.
Yeah, how long ago was that that you started off on your own?
Bought the boat in early 2004.
Wow, it's been that long.
So it's been a little while.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. And it's been a good run for you on the new
one.
It has.
It's been an awesome run.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
That boat has a lot of history.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you've done a good job. You both have been. And when did you join the new Loan?
It's been three seasons now. Yeah.
Wow.
Three and a half.
You guys have like a very good reputation. I wouldn't say of just necessarily just catching big ones, but you definitely, it appeared from the outside looking in that you put a lot of focus into doing that. And, you know, there were times when the option was to go down the beach and catch a whole bunch of fish, which is probably the easier play for a boat, or you could go and go trophy hunting. And it appeared that you guys spent more time doing that and, you know, with crazy success. It was just, it seemed like you guys put so much effort into that big fish that was up here these last couple of years.
We have, for sure. You know, a lot of our regulars, that's what they're hoping for, and that's
right.
what they want. And, I mean, having that resource here has just been awesome. You know, you just, every time, I think we're not going to get chances like this again. So we did. We, you know, if we thought our odds were decent
yeah.
of connecting, we that's what we would do most of the time.
Cool.
Unless we had a really novice group on the boat or something,
sure.
and they're just hoping to catch something, we're not adverse to just going to find something that bites. But if we had, you know, real anglers on the boat, that's what we'd try
yeah.
for.
That's never the easy
yeah.
play to try and go catch a lifetime trophy day after day. But, I mean, you would hear it. You know,
if it was easy, it wouldn't be any fun.
Yeah.
We would hear it in the tackle store all the time. Like, guy would be wanting to go, I'm going on the Loan. Those guys fish for big ones. You know, I mean, it was, you became synonymous with those big ones. And it was really cool to watch.
Yeah, and Marcus was really good about calling in, and he'd call us from the grounds and tell us about all the big, we got, you know, 5 over 2 and 6 over 3, you know, or 100, I guess.
Six over 3.
I was going, yeah, that would be nice, huh?
Maybe
did you
maybe
get any
year.
3?
We did not.
You
we
did
got
not
close.
Get any 3.
We
okay.
haven't got our 300-pounder yet.
How close?
299.
Oh!
Get out of here.
No. 291, I think.
291.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I want one.
That's
my friend.
Pretty darn
close.
Pretty bad.
Ryan Post, who's the guy. 291.
That's a serious one.
That's a good one.
That's cool.
Sure. So tell us about the trips that the new Loan does.
You know, I'd say we concentrate mainly on day and a half trips. We have a lot of overnight trips too, but mainly day and a half. This year we ran quite a few. We were calling them 2 and 3/4 day trips, basically 3 day trips that we were doing later in the year. And those were super popular. They were great trips for fishing for those big fish because it, you know,
yeah,
gives you enough time, and that time is real important.
That was the target.
Exactly.
Big fish. And are you open party, charter?
You know, we're about half and half nowadays.
Okay.
We've got a lot of charter. I mean, we're starting to book up pretty well for this year already on charters. But we've got a lot of open party trips.
Out of Point Loma Sport
Fishing.
Yeah.
The 2 and 3/4 day, you know, is not the normal thing you see. Was that done to take advantage of time of day or just a longer trip? Or what was the, you know, what's the theory behind that? I mean, you just don't see that very often.
No, the theory was that we would have enough time the first day to concentrate on getting whatever kind of bait we needed, whether it was squid or flying fish or mackerel or whatever. We'd have some time or be able to get to wherever we wanted to get to.
Right.
So it gave us some extra time, and then
And that was when that stuff was way offshore there, right, Adam?
Well, we didn't know where it was going to be.
Sure.
You know, three years ago now, and it was out at Tanner Bank. The only way you could do it is if you had squid. So we wanted to give ourselves enough
time in the dark
that if we had to do that, we could.
Yeah.
And then it gives us two entire days of fishing.
Sure. And during that time when it was all flatfall fishing in the dark, I mean, you're fishing the same day that you're leaving, too. You know, when there was a period where, you know, you were going to catch your fish or you weren't with a flatfall in the dark time hours, and so that gave you an extra whatever you call an extra piece of darkness.
Right, if that gives you more time, and you have no idea ahead of time when the right bite time is going to be, but it can be basically any time during a 24-hour period, so you never know.
Got to be there to find out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today with the guys that have been on the fish.
Boy, yeah, you're not kidding. If you want to talk about tackle and technique and fishing and what to do and what not to do, there's not a better pair of guys than the boys from the New Loanne this morning. Going to be a great show and a great opportunity for you to call this morning. If you want to be a part of the show, two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only do we have Marcus Nadiman here today answering all your questions, we're going to be talking inshore, offshore, the Colinette trips that are going on right now. So much great stuff going. We're also giving away such a killer prize. And one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing with these guys because we're giving away a one-day trip to fish on board the New Loanne coming up this year. A great opportunity. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning that trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to the boys, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time: Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, one of the things that was getting bit was the Shimano Flatfall Jig. And we were talking about with Adam and Marcus here in the break about re-rigging those hooks. And because I'm not sure when Shimano designed those that they designed them to catch 250-pound bluefin tuna.
Yeah,
I mean,
Well, Robbie was in here admittedly saying that. He goes, this thing was originally designed to catch snapper in the Gulf. That's what the target was, knowing that it would work for a bunch of other things. But, like, that was the idea. It was a snapper lure.
Yes.
So, yeah. All good.
Yeah, which is great. And it's an effective lure, and
hell
it works.
Yeah.
But what about hooks? What do you guys believe on the new Loan for hooks?
Because there are, too, we'll say that, there are a million ways to skin that cat. And I'm sure you guys I'm sure you have seen everything come on board.
I mean, we've seen hundreds of different variations of ways that people rig them.
Right.
The one thing that I will say, if the fish are bigger than 100 pounds, the stock hooks are not up to snuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to work.
They straighten.
Exactly.
They straighten.
They're no good. So what we do, I like the jigging assist style hooks, you know, that's on there. It just needs to be upgraded.
Heavier duty version.
It needs to be the heavier duty version. There's a couple different ones. We really like the big mustads.
They're ultra points.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure what they call it exactly, but they're great big heavy duty style hooks, and we rig them exactly the same way that the stock hooks are done. Big split ring and two heavy-duty hooks on the bottom. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of it where guys fish them on the top and on the top and the bottom and all sorts of other things. Seems to us that when the fish are a little bit pickier, the more stuff you've got hanging on there, the less bites you get. We've caught some where you've had to take six hooks out of the fish's face, too. there's tons. It doesn't matter. But I think the closer you keep it to the stock style hook or stock style rigging, the better.
It's going to swim the way it was intended to swim.
Exactly. I've seen some guys where they use a big heavy duty hook that's welded on there. And we've caught a couple big fish that way. But it seems to me that they shake the hook easier also because there's a solid point there. I really like having the cord on there. I think it gives you a lot of forgiveness when the fish stops and shakes its head, which bluefin almost always do.
Yeah, they're notorious for getting straight up and down and flaring their gill plates and shaking their head and chewing you off.
So you're catching them on the flatfall during the daytime, too.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but mostly it's a dark thing.
For the most part.
Twilight or
95% of the time.
95%.
What are your guys' thoughts on leader and heavy line in front of it? Not, like, need, what size? I mean, nobody better to ask than you guys. I mean, you've seen a lot of them work and a lot of them fail.
At night, what we do, we use the bigger jigs and the 250-gram ones, big hooks, and big leaders. Doesn't seem like it makes much of a difference at night with
And what's
with
big
a big leader?
80-pound, 100-pound,
130? No, we use 200-pound.
200-pound.
200-pound mono, crimped.
Yeah.
Just like you'd be rigging it for Hurricane Bank.
Right.
And exactly a swivel on top, same. You said, Adam?
Swivel on top.
Yeah.
And then you can just tie your line or whatever to the right to your swivel, so everything's Sano.
Right. For daytime fishing, it's a little bit different. They don't bite that 200-pound leader very well, so we'll sometimes rig them up with 100-pound fluorocarbon for the daytime. And, yeah, if you hook a real big one, there's a chance you'll get chewed off. But we have caught a couple real big fish.
During the day.
During the day. With a little bit lighter leader.
Okay.
But it has
same size,
know,
250 gram?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Glow
yep.
in the dark?
Yep.
That's the one, huh?
That's the one.
Okay.
Well, in the daytime, I don't think they glow in the dark.
Glow. Well, shoot. You know, so much to talk about here, and people are already, it's January, and we're talking bluefin here, but it's kind of the subject of the year, right, after last year's success?
Oh, but I'm, you know, I mean, the last couple of years, they've been around year-round. They're around right now.
But we should mention that the new Lo-Ann will be running this coming weekend down to Colonnette, right? Let us not forget that we are going fishing here this weekend on the Lo-Ann or the Sport Loma Sport Fishing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And where are you going?
We're going down to Colonnette.
Day and a half?
Day and a half, yep.
So much fun.
Passport required. We actually, believe it or not, last year we had some good cod fishing. We left a high spot. I think it was January 26th. We got a jig strike. We had 28 bluefin on top of our Colonnette.
January 26th.
Last year.
I was waiting to get to say that. I was going to say, with this guy behind the wheel, like I'm pretty sure that's how it got started off last year and probably the year before was you guys having good fishing early. Like, all right, well, we're finished or close to it. Let's go poke around and see what else we can't find around here.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So that trip will be leaving Friday?
Yeah, Friday night at 7. Yep.
7?
Yep.
And there's space available on it?
There is. I think we have 12 people signed up or something.
Wow. And you're going?
We're going.
So yeah. Bring your cod gear and maybe a fly line rod just to be safe?
Yeah, just to be safe.
Definitely want to bring one.
I think that's cool.
So running out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, just call and make reservations?
Yep.
Yeah, or you can go online, pointlomasportfishing.com.
Yep.
Book right online.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So that's this. And you're going to try and run every weekend?
Yeah, we're going to try. We're going to have to do some maintenance here at some point.
At some point.
Tentatively, we're thinking about March, but we'll see.
Old girl fixed up.
When you catch a bluefin every, what did you say, what was your streak? How many months in a row that you guys had a bluefin?
17 months.
Yeah, when you have 17 months in a row, you just got to figure out.
So we got to catch one this month.
Yeah.
To keep the streak going.
Yeah.
You caught one every month last year.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And then some.
And
yeah.
From, you know, last season, the season before. Yeah. All the way through 60 Mile Bank, December, January, all this last season.
I think that is so cool, dude. I think that is so cool.
Yeah. All right, phones are packed. You want to get through, one line open, 877-792-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to go fishing aboard the new Lo-Ann on a one-day trip. One lucky caller is going to win it.
All right, well, why don't we start it off up in Newport Beach. We'll start with Matt. Matt, thanks for getting started on the phone call here this morning.
Thanks for calling, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Been on the new Lo-Ann three of the times, at double-digit fish in the big bluefin. I never was lucky enough on the broad with all yummy flyer trolling. But one of the times, we were two-thirds way through the day, and Marcus gets on and says, you know what, I'm just not feeling it. We're going home, and everybody gets a new pass to come out another day. I just thought that was really cool.
Wow. Just wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm still searching for my one big loop.
Right on. Well,
great.
So hope that this is your year, Matt.
All right, Matt. Good luck. Thanks a lot for the phone call and getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
How about Dee from Laguna Beach up next? Good morning, Dee.
Morning, Dee. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk
Hookup. Talking to you guys again. Captain, I just want to know, I fish on the boat, I think it was about 20 years ago. It's been a long time. How long have you had the boat? And a little more description about the boat yourself, how long you had it, and who built the boat.
Well, I bought the boat in early 2004 was the first year that I had it. So it hasn't quite been 20 years yet. 20 years ago, it would have been Nick Cates that had the boat at that time.
Did Nick build the boat or no?
No, Dick Gadosh had the boat built, and it was built by Cruzon was the name of the company that built it.
Cruzon, where was that?
Up in Costa Mesa, I think.
Okay.
Somewhere up
uh-huh.
Southern California. But
wood or
no, it's plywood, actually. Glass over plywood.
Uh-huh.
New Lo-Ann's always had that very sleek, low to the water, good looking boat. That's always been like one of my most favorite boats. It's very recognizable on the horizon, like really, really clean, good purpose built fishing boat. Like I really, really like it. I like how low to the water and stable and comfy.
So well. Yeah. And how many passengers do you hold? How big is the boat and how many passengers?
It's 65 by 24. You know, on our depends on what kind of, how long of a trip it is. But on our normal overnight and day and a half trips, we usually take 32 people. Longer trips will take less, and charters, you know, people, whatever they want to take.
How many on the Colonnette trips?
32
max. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it's a big boat, so it fishes very well.
Yeah.
With that many people, yeah, for sure. But good boat, and so it's been around in the fleet for quite a while and has a lot more years left, we hope, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You guys keep it up in tip-top shape, I know.
Oh, yeah, we put a lot of money back into it every year.
Well, a testament is how much that thing runs. Like, you don't hear about that boat ever being down or this problem or that problem. I mean, you don't catch bluefin 17 months in a row with having poor machinery or poor maintenance schedules. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. So it's a testament to you guys and how hard you work to keep that boat always looking so good.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, D. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Paul calling from Bellflower this morning? Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Awesome. Okay. I was on a trip using the flat fall, and a lot of guys were catching them. But what's the best technique, best method using flat fall? How should I do this?
That's a good question.
Adam, what do you think?
It's a good question, and I'll say this because I'm sure that's what a lot of people think of, you know, because there's a lot of guys on the boat, and not everybody gets attached to a 100-pounder. So, like, there's got to be something in your mind that's like, I'm doing it wrong, or I could be doing it better. So, yeah, I think it's a good question.
You know, fishing, if there's a lot of wind, especially, sometimes there's wind, you want to start on the downwind side of the boat. So kind of the goal is getting that jig vertical with the boat. Keeping it vertical. Once you get out and it looks like you're fly lining a bait, you're not really fishing effectively. So that's at least how I've had the best success is, you know, even giving it a 20-foot toss off the downwind mm-hmm. side and then letting it drop down into the bite zone often, which is sometimes 200 feet, sometimes 500 feet. We've hooked fish very deep, especially at nighttime. So.
And is it always on the drop?
Not always. Sometimes on the retrieve, but I think starting downwind, you maybe get three successions across right. the back of the boat, something like that. And then you're winding up all the way back up and restarting. You mm-hmm. get maybe three drops out of it.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
All right.
You think that it matters if if you're holding a little tension and making it fall slower, or do you want it coming off the reel as fast as you can, or have you seen anything that makes a difference that way?
I like to drop fast and wind fast, mm-hmm. but I've seen guys wind slow and get bites. I've seen guys actually even dead sticking and getting a bite like that, too, so it's hard to say. I think as long as you get the jig down into the bite zone, it's kind of the key.
Yeah, I think getting down at the right depth is quite important. I mean, a lot of times we'll see a pretty consistent depth range where the fish are hanging at the time. So, I mean, the Japanese-style jigging lines, they look kind of funny with all those different colors aligned, but it makes it a lot easier to keep track of your depth.
Have an idea where you're at?
Like to say,
you don't need to know the exact depth because
sure.
they move up and down fast between, say, 100 feet up or down real quick, but they're not moving 300 or 400 feet usually.
Sure.
So you want to have a general target range that you're getting down towards, that's important, and that varies. I mean, sometimes it's 100 feet and sometimes it's 600 feet.
Sure.
So you need to have a good idea. Usually it's 300 feet, but it can be anywhere through there.
And I'm sure.
And mixing up the techniques when you're retrieving is important too. Like Adam said, it's different. You know, sometimes just a straight fast wind will work. I've seen quite a few times where somebody will take 15 or 20 cranks and then stop and dead stick it for a second. That change seems like it triggers a
bite all over it.
Yeah, pretty often. It's.
I'm sure, too, everybody's perception of depth is so greatly different. You know, I mean, when you're just looking at your spool, you realize that's probably 150 feet, and they could be 300 feet deep or they could be 60 feet deep. You know, like, I'm sure everybody's perception is so greatly different.
Yeah.
Like 45 seconds to a minute,
right.
sometimes more.
Which is a long time.
Right.
I mean,
it's a long time.
If you're fired up and the guy
dropping.
Next to you is pulling on a big one and this guy just got a bite, I mean, that's probably a
gotta
lot
get it
longer
down
than most people, you know, can stay calm for that amount of time. You know.
I will say a lot of times watching the electronics, we can see the jigs and stuff on there, and a lot of times people are not getting it down deep enough.
Okay.
You see the fish there. Some of them make it, but
sure.
a lot of times a lot of them don't.
Stopping it short.
Exactly.
So go deeper than you think. That would be advice.
If the fish are deep.
Yeah.
Which they're not always. But when they are.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good luck. Hopefully catch one this season.
Yeah, no doubt. How about next up we talk to John from Los Alamitos. John, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for joining us, John.
Good morning. My question is they're talking about El Nino year again. Is there going to be some exotics like wahoo around?
Yeah. Boy, we heard Cass yesterday talking about all the good wahoo fishing down in the east and, yeah. and down in Cabo and such like that. I mean, there's been a good wahoo year around. You never know, right, guys?
You never know. But
I don't think you could ever count on 2015 happening again. But weren't there a couple? Didn't a couple get caught like as close as Colinette this year?
I think there were a couple caught. I mean. Let's face it, the ocean's warming.
Yeah.
Things are moving further north. It's going to become a more and more common phenomenon, I think. Is it going to happen this year? I have no idea. I might as well pick a lotto number for you. I don't know.
They caught a couple of Guadalupe, right?
Yeah. But that's...
Yeah, Benitos and Cedros had them.
Yeah.
You never know.
So, could happen.
Marcus, let me do this. Total hypothetical. There is no right or wrong answer. You got a pile of red chips and a pile of black chips. You're going to push one in on albacore or wahoo. What's more likely? What would you say is more likely? And I'm well aware that it's a crapshoot in the dark and there's nothing behind it, but what are we more likely to have, albacore fishing or wahoo fishing out of San Diego next year?
Fishing or like one or two caught?
Well, how about one or two caught?
Put my money on the bluefin.
That's a safer
going green.
Bet, right?
Boy, that is a toss-up.
Right? Yeah, I mean,
it could go either way, right?
It could go either way.
Yeah. I mean, albacore, is that a thing of the past for San Diego?
Hard to say, I guess.
It's hard to say. You know, I don't necessarily think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Even as the ocean's warming, you know, I think we're still going to get
migration
cycles where they're going to come through.
Sure.
It hasn't been.
Yeah. And just so you know, I'll go on record and say I'm okay with having the bluefin instead of the albacore. Just so you know, okay?
Sure,
yeah. Yeah.
Fine.
Right. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just okay with that bluefin tuna.
I think that's just fine.
Yeah.
What about cool, like, exotics? Do you guys have anything that sticks in your mind of cool fish that you caught over the last couple seasons? You know, whether it be some crazy warm water thing or some cool, you know, opas or spearfish or any of that kind of, you know, out of the ordinary fun stuff over the last couple seasons?
Had, I think, first big eye seen around in late October. We had 105 pounder, yeah.
105?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a pretty obvious when you put that thing on the deck.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, that's a big eye.
Yeah, mixed in with a school of cows.
Wow.
So rad.
That's cool.
So rad.
That's pretty neat.
Marcus,
hey,
you're a fish guy. I mean, how about speak to that, like what Pete was saying? You know, I mean, there's so many people, and I think especially now because we don't see a lot of big eye anymore. When the two fish are laying side by each, is it completely obvious? Are they close enough that everybody would get confused? Like, what are your thoughts on, you know, on that, on the difference between ID and a big eye versus a yellowfin?
If you've seen a fair amount of yellowfin, it's completely obvious. When they're fresh, you know, it's tough to tell if they've been in a frozen fish hold, you know, and rolled around and stuff. But when they're live or close to live, they are completely obvious. I mean, it's just about as big of a difference as between a yellowfin and a bluefin. I mean,
wow.
Really, it's not hard to tell.
Shape and fins and color.
Shape,
and all,
fin,
all
color.
Things different.
Everything. They just, you know, their whole gestalt is different. You can, when they're around, you know, you could tell when they're down a color 30 feet under the surface.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to see the difference.
Yeah,
there, you don't have to look at the liver.
Yeah, right.
It's been disproven now for a long time, even in the scientific literature. It's pretty clear.
They used to say that the only way you could identify a big eye was a striated liver, right?
Well, I mean, that was originally, it was for observers when they're looking at fish that they're unloading off purse seiners that have been frozen. And some of those, it's hard to tell it's a fish. So.
Yeah. But they can tell by the liver.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The couple that I've seen, I mean, they damn near look like albacore. Their pectoral fins are just
long,
without question longer. Not a little bit, not kind of, not
way
something.
Longer.
I mean, way, like literally to the point of looking like an albacore when the thing's at color and it, and, you know, and it rolls on its belly where it's straight up and down. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and the tips are totally pointed like an albacore.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You know, a yellow fin, it's got real stubby kind of fins, the pectoral fins, that they just look totally different.
It looks Adam's looking
almost
up.
Looks
maybe
like
a photo. Maybe we'll post that up. We'll post it up on our Facebook page so people can tell.
I've always thought too. It looks like he took a yellowfin by the head and the tail and just squoze it together, like, you know, foot shorter. Like they're so stubby and more actual. You know, we always say football looking, but they are more football looking. The yellowfin are elongated. Those big eyes, they just look like he took it from the head and the tail and just shrunk it together by an extra 6 inches. They're just fat all the way around.
Pretty amazing. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call me up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. No one makes more lures that get bit by more fish than Shimano. Colt Sniper Jigs, Colt Sniper Jerk Baits, Pop Orca, Butterfly, and the amazing Shimano Flatfall Jig. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you choose the right Shimano jig for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano jigs, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com, or you can get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Captain Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Willie?
Morning. Great. Great. What's
good,
up?
Good. Well, hey, more of the same up here for us this week. You know, we've been out in those sculpin zones. It's still some pretty good opportunity for us on these little guys, and, you know, we all know how good these things are on the table. But that's kind of been the play for us. Set up in the morning, catch some of those, you know, load up, get kind of what we need, and then we've actually gone off the beach looking a little bit. We're still seeing some interesting sign on both that yellowtail and that bluefin still out there. You know, we did see some of that 5 to 8 pound Calcutta yellowtail in our counts this week. And then out there, that bluefin, it's pretty spread out, and it's been really dodgy, you know, hard to get on it. So, you know, haven't had any of that in our count, but we're still seeing it. one of the guys just the other day traveling down the line to get to the sculpin zone saw some more of that stuff inside of 300 feet. So it's just stuff spread out and all over the place. So with regard to the weather and that play, you know, next week, obviously, we'll need to pick our windows before we get back out there and look for that stuff off the beach. But we're still planning on getting down there and, you know, catching that sculpin. Half day stuff right now, you know, it's right smack where you would expect it to be with being January here. Some sculpin, some sand bass being the routine targets. Obviously, we're catching some stuff that does need to get released, like that whitefish and sheephead and stuff like that. I think this week, the dropper loop sardine actually fished the best for us. And we did have a little bit of surface action, I'll tell you, yesterday. A little bit of sunshine poked its way out there between some of these rain clouds, and we got a little bit of a fish on that live bait on the surface. But still, our water right now at 59 to 61 realm, kind of depending on what that sun does, you know, getting through the clouds and whatnot. And then finally, for us, on the halibut front here, you know, I'll tell you, nothing's really changed. It's still kind of where it's been the last week or two. You know, that 25-pounder at the top, I know the boys are out there today. In fact, Captain Peak is leading the charge today out there, so hopefully he can find a big fish to get on that leaderboard, you know, maybe even add a couple fish to that. So that's it for us right now here at Dana Wharf. If you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly reservations are the way to go this time of year to build the trip to get us away from the dock. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us to the Let's Talk Hookup webpage there or check us out at danawharf.com and use this discount code DANA, D-A-N-A. That will save you 25% on either half or three-quarter day trip with us right now.
D-A-N-A is the 25% code to use, and that's effective right now, right?
Right now, it runs through the whole month, and it's super basic. You just click on us. You know, our link right there on your webpage feed, it'll take you over and click our online booking. It'll give you a little spot, enter that discount code, and it'll deduct that right off your total.
Perfect. Yeah. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Banner right on the front page of letstalkhookup.com. Click it, take it over, save some money. Thanks a lot, Captain Brian Woolley, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Woolley. Yeah. Well, speaking of good bass fishing, let's talk to the guy that's runs the scene for the Bay Bass Fishing in San Diego, and that's Dwayne Patton out from the San Diego Anglers Club talking about the Bay Bass Tournament. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, I just want to let everybody know that's got their application all signed out, not in the mail, to get it in as soon as possible here. We're starting to run out of time. So the big tournament is on Saturday, February the 2nd at Shelter Island Launch Ramp, and if you'd like to find more out about the tournament, you can go to our Facebook page. It's Open Bay Bass at Facebook, or you can go to our website, sandiegoanglers.com.
I can't say enough good things, but I know we talk about it every year, and everybody's familiar with it, but if not, it is the funnest fishing tournament that happens all year long. I mean, it's an easy day. It's in the bay. If it's, you know, a guy and his buddy or a guy and his kid or whatever, I mean, it's the most cool, easy, mellow, fun atmosphere, but really cool, and a great barbecue afterwards. And you guys put on such a fun event, Dwayne. I can't wait.
Yeah, you don't have to be in the tournament to come down and participate in all the fun afterwards. So we have a big giant party right after the weigh-in there. So come on down. It's a barbecue and beer and a raffle, and it's a lot
giant
of fun. That's a giant raffle. That's right. The stuff is ending up on my door every day. Every day I walk outside and there's another present from another sponsor there.
That's nice.
It's my favorite tournament because I've watched it be won by a canoe, a Gregor, or a $70,000 bitch and bay boat with a 250 four-stroke on it and everything in between.
That's right. You know, people always think like Dennis or Ed's going to win it all the time, but that's not necessarily true. When Tony won it on a borrowed kayak one day, that was pretty awesome to see that there. And remember, his boat broke down and he borrowed a kayak and went out and won the tournament.
Yeah. It takes three bass. It takes three bass to win that entire tournament. You could conceivably, you know, one of the best areas being right in front of the Shelter Island Pier. I mean, you could kick out in a kayak. Obviously, it has been done. I mean, there's great fish in so many zones. I mean, it only takes three bites to win the whole thing.
And yeah, you have a cash prize courtesy of Fastlane Kayaks for the largest kayak angler, right?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Yes, Doug Kern, he puts up $1,500 for the boat side, and on the kayak side, Ron Lane has donated all the money for the top prizes there. So it's $500 for the largest three bass if you're fishing out of a kayak, and it's $1,500 for the largest three bass. And that's a team event, a two-man team event on the boat side, and Doug Kern is sponsor that that money for that.
Nice. And, of course, 2 weeks from today, Sunday, January 27th, we're going to have the 7th Annual Dana Landing Bay Bass Seminar and Sale hosted by Dana Landing and Fastlane Kayaks. We've got Corey Sandin, Afrin Abutin, Benny Florentino, Matt Moyer doing a great seminar from 10 to 11 a.m. We start everything off with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup right there in front of Dana Landing, 7 to 9 a.m. And then just a list of vendors that just doesn't end. Free lunch from Traeger, $40 gift card if you join CCA. And, of course, you can sign up for the tournament if there's spots available. You'll be there, right?
Absolutely. Mark Cazale and I will be there, so we'll be answering any questions that anybody has on that last week before the tournament there, so we will be there.
Yeah, that's 7 a.m. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Saturday,
Sunday,
January 27th, and then the Bay Bass tournament is the following Saturday.
That's correct. That's correct. You got the timing down just perfect.
All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Looking forward to the tournament and the seminar and the sale.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, that's going to temporarily wrap up our catch report today, which, again, want to be remind you, sponsored by the 2019 CCA Sport Fishing Tide Calendar. It's out right now, and if you've not registered your calendar yet for prizes, you need to. Starting this month, we'll be announcing the winning calendar every month. Just go to ccacalifornia.org to register your calendar. And don't forget to help support CCA by purchasing your 2019 calendar at tackle stores, Landings, Turner's Outdoorsman, or online at surffishtackle.com.
All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to both Marcus and Adam of the New Loan, so let's jump into it.
Hollis in Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Hollis?
Good morning, Hollis. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate your call this morning. There it is. All right, there's Hollis. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I love how the captain seems to know all the history about the boat. I mean, that's how you know the good captain. they know who had it before, who had it 15, 20, the day it was built, who bought it. That's awesome. I love it. Question for you. So what is the most consistent way that you guys probably caught bluefin this year that you can translate to help for the private boaters that would love to catch some as well? And thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call. Consistent way to catch bluefin. Give it to us, guys. You caught the most of anybody.
You
got to
be out there.
You got it. Caught the most of any. So you're saying time on the water.
Time on the water is important.
Yeah.
You know, like I was saying earlier this year, there were consistent ways for periods of time, but like consistent throughout the year, there weren't really a whole lot. Probably the flat falls, I guess, were the most consistent.
Nighttime flat fall.
Yeah, that's really tough to do on a private boat, though. You know, most of that nighttime flat fall fishing that we're doing, we're sonar fishing, looking for schools that are out off the sides. It's real tough to do on a private boat.
Were there days possible you didn't catch them?
Were there days
they didn't bite?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's days you don't catch them.
Yeah, and then the next day it's wide open.
You just can't predict it, right?
You can't.
I'm with you for sure on time of the day. I mean, private boat's all we did this year in our boat, and my boat is not comfortable for being out there longer than a day, but the run is just, it's too far in a skiff, and the bite time for sure varied, it seemed like, every day, and some days we would get them right as the sun was going down, or you'd pick one off in the middle of the day, or you had to be fishing as it was getting dark, or in the dark, or in the morning, and it was just, you know, my boat's not a comfortable boat to be out there overnight, you know, just being a center console without a house, but that's what, you know, I mean, every trip we did, especially towards the latter part of the season, we had to make them all overnights, because that's when you'd have to put yourself there when they bit that time, and it was never necessarily the same thing. A lot of times for us, it was as the sun was going down or getting into dark, or, you know, or first thing in the morning before it cracked the gray light. And that's not the easiest thing to do in a private boat, but you got to be there when they want to bite.
Did boat traffic affect the fishing, Adam?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big time.
Definitely.
Yeah, because there were times when there were a lot of boats out there, right?
A lot. Really a lot.
And the fish were pretty concentrated in one zone, two zones.
Yeah, for sure. And there were times, you know, I mean, I think that's a big part of why the fishing wasn't as consistent in the middle of the summer as it got to be later. I think that's...
Too many boats.
Yeah. That was certainly a factor.
Yeah. Let's talk about boat etiquette for a second. What from your aspect of running a sport boat, what do you not want to see a private boat guy do to you while you're fishing bluefin?
Go upwind?
Yeah, go right upwind of us, get too close. I mean, they're really spooky fish. The other thing that I see a lot is when there's a fleet around, especially if they're drifting boats, slow down.
Yeah, that's
Don't
a huge one.
Drive fast through the middle of the fleet. And even if you're a couple hundred yards away from a boat, that's way too close to be driving at any kind of speed.
Yeah, creating any kind of wake or whatever.
We can watch them on the sonar. They're super spooky. You know, you can spook them from a quarter mile away, no problem, especially if you're going fast, even if you're going slow sometimes. So slow down, take it easy. One thing that I saw this summer that was extremely spooky, and there seems to be a subset of people that think if you're fishing at night, you have to have all your lights off, like all your lights off. We have not seen that to be an issue at all when we're fishing. I know fishing white sea bass, say, in the kelp. Yeah, if you're dark, it's better. Bluefin, I think, if anything, they're attracted to the lights. But there were days out there at saying on the backside of San Clemente Island when there'd be 100 boats out there, and there'd be five or six that were completely blacked out.
Wow, that's
And, of
crazy.
Course, that's unbelievably dangerous because everyone's driving around looking at their electronics.
Sure.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah, glare.
Not only illegal, it's dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Glare on windows from electronics, and like they're hard enough to see when somebody is lit up, let alone
right. So
out.
That was spooky.
That's good.
So the one thing, boat etiquette is just slow down and give a little bit of space. Of course, you know, if someone's catching fish, don't drive up right on top of them and start fishing right on top of their lines. Oh, that's pretty much a no-brainer, but we see it all the time.
When you're kite fishing, there's a lot of do's and don'ts on kite fishing because kites get snarled, right?
They get snarled, and they're out far. It's tricky, you know. It's that many boats. It ends up being tight quarters fishing. It's closer than any of us want to fish to each other. It is what it is. If everyone slows down and is respectful and gives everyone some space, it works out. If you think there's a chance you're too close or going too fast, you definitely are.
You are. Good point. Indeed. Hey, Hollis, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim. For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.